So we'll go to Eric.
My name is Eric Cohen-Solal. I live in Monroe with my family. I have three children. This is my brief perspective on what is playing here. Looking at the history of the two last century, large companies mainly focus on one goal, profit. This is not their fault. They have shareholders to report to. In general, companies like Nordic will push what they think they know how to do. They have no direct incentive, and it's forced to align their goals with long-term concerns like water source protection, contamination, public health issues, impact on tourism and fishery, having an industry constantly discharging in the ocean, and no long-term guarantee on employment. If we are lucky, they have good ethical practices. Most of the time, the only way to make sure that a company does not behave against public trust is to have an individual or a group of citizens to exert some form of monitoring and expose relevant information or activity that is deemed unaddressed, illegal, unethical, or against public interest, confronting a company's ways of doing business. Fracking is a perfect example. The oil and gas industry has no idea today what to do with the massive amount of contaminated water it's creating. No idea. Fracking fluids and waste have made their way into the drinking water and aquifer in Pennsylvania, Colorado, Ohio, Wyoming, New York, and West Virginia so far. There's a constant tension between the limited amount of public money for independent research and the fast time frame of large companies. Unfortunately, regulation can mostly address generic concerns, not specific ones. Only research and public scrutiny can avoid catastrophe, and time is needed. So what do we do? The main argument of Nordic Aquafarm, in a nutshell, is well for men and proteins. This is what it comes to. Well, ignorance is bliss. This project and its consequences are not well understood by Nordic. This project and its consequences are not well understood by Nordic. Their expertise is simply questionable today. I'm against this project. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you.